Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Witness Docs from Stitcher.
This is an historic time.
This could be the next 1918 pandemic.
Why is it taking so long to get a screening test?
Are you isolating yourself?
Who do you count on?
It's actually to protect you.
Wash hands, wash hands, wash hands.
I mean, you're the scientist. You're going to have to tell me.
Welcome, welcome to Science Rules, Coronavirus Edition. I'm your host, Bill Nye, and this is our special series in which we bring you the latest analysis and the science of this pandemic to keep you informed, prepared, and calm. We're all in this together, my friends. And as of today, the total cases in the United States has surpassed 450,000. That's almost 500,000, and that includes more than 15,000 deaths. Last week, the CDC recommended that all Americans wear face masks when going outside. Previously, we heard that we didn't need them unless we were sick. What changed? And what does this mean about airborne transmission, getting sick from breathing? We're talking about the interaction of the fluids in sneezes and such with the flow of the other very important fluid we call air. Joining us today is Professor Lydia Bariba. She is an associate professor at MIT, where she specializes in the fluid dynamics of disease transmission. Welcome to Science Rules, Dr. Bariba.
Thank you for having me.
So may I call you Lydia?
Sure.
How did you get into this? What made you want to study this niche?
Yeah, it's a good question. So in fact, my training is in mathematical physics, and I worked in turbulence and fluid dynamics. In fact, I was very much marked by the last big scare that we had, SARS pandemic or epidemic.
So everybody, she worked in turbulence, okay, turbulence. So,
that's right.
And you're talking about the flow of fluids that that's turbulent rather than laminar,
exactly.
Like a layer. Sorry, Lydia, I'm a mechanical engineer. I was real into fluids for a while.
Oh, that's great.
But you can see I'm fine now.
Yeah, you recovered. So I didn't. I'm still in the weeds. So I was working in turbulence, but I always had this interest in public health and on the side and applications in sort of the health domain. But I was pretty deep into theoretical, in fact, and modeling of turbulence applied to the environmental system.
And it's not just, hang on, let me just say, Lydia, it's not just training and skills. You have a passion. This is your thing, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Really, it's everywhere from the very small scales and the microscopic scales to the universe and how galaxies are shaped. And we don't see as much the boundaries because fluids are unifying all those different domains. And
so speaking of unifying, a couple things. First of all, we got fluids in your sneezes. If I can say sneezes on the radio. And then we got air is a fluid. Anything that flows is a fluid. Air is a fluid.
Absolutely.
And so the sneeze is going to interact with the air.
Mm-hmm.
But getting back to the mask thing, why did they tell us that, why did they say no mask okay? Now they say mask is a must.
So the transition that occurred about a few weeks ago is that the debate about that route of transmission started to be a little bit louder. And in part, some of the work that we have done, that we put out, was about really showing visually, but based on, of course, the mathematical models and the quantification that we did in the past, that really exhalations, coughs or sneezes, in particular, what I refer to as violent exhalations, really span distances that are way beyond that three feet or 6 feet distance.
You're saying it goes way more than 6 feet, 2 meters, when you sneeze, a violent sneeze, mm-hmm. right?
That's right.
And part of it is because the sneeze is buoyant. Is that right?
So it's because it's buoyant, but it's also have very high momentum. And the cloud that comes out, so this gaseous, basically the air that we have inhaled is coming back out at, as you know, a high Reynolds number, so in the turbulent regime.
High Reynolds number. Can you compare that to, I'm not kidding, to a golf ball or a baseball?
So, so I have to...
Or a hockey puck, more if you're Canadian, a hockey puck.
Yeah, that's a good point. In fact, the speeds are quite dramatic. So the high speeds that these sneezes and coughs can reach are, at least in some, at the early stage, the peak flow stage, is 10 to 30 meters per second. So, in fact, that's something that's comparable to even biking.
Okay, so that... I get it. If somebody's sick, they want you to wear a mask so you don't send this thing out at 10 meters or 30 meters a second. But then what changed that they want you to wear a mask if you're not sick? I mean, I have an intuitive idea, but I kind of want to hear it from you.
Part of it is these emissions, but part of it also is that we are realizing that there is a very large number of individuals that might have also very few symptoms. And that would mean that basically during even the exhalations, or for example during a cough or sneeze triggered by an allergy, or basically not necessarily in a time of high visible infection or symptomatic manifestation of the disease, we might still be shedding this disease through our exhalation or again cough, sneeze, and induced by other effects. And that would mean that in everyday life, we might be transmitting without knowing it. And given also the low, the shortage and the limited availability of the tests, it's very hard to confirm when somebody is actually really infected or not.
I know. The number I saw yesterday in the New York Times was maybe half the people who are infected don't know it.
That's right. And from the data that we have from the countries that actually tested the most, so that would be, for example, South Korea and Germany, we know that it's basically what we are aware of in the US or Canada is very much just the tip of the iceberg of the population that is carrying and shedding.
What is the difference between an N95 mask, which you hear about on the news or read about continually, N95. What's the difference between that, the workshop dust mask I got at the hardware store that I wear when I'm using the table saw or whatever, and a cowboy's outlaw, an outlaw's bandana? What's the difference between an N95, a dust mask, and a bandana?
So the major difference between these three tools, devices, I don't know how we call them, accessories, depending on the setting, it's really the filtration level and the seal. So that would be the highest grade masks used in a healthcare setting. The material itself, so the different layers that are the making of that material, have a high filtration ability of basically filtering about 95% of particulates down to 0.3 microns. So,
okay, hang on. You said 0.3 microns?
That's right.
Wow. 50 microns is 2/1000ths of an inch. It's the thickness of a sheet of paper. So you're talking about a tenth of the thickness of a sheet of paper, thereabouts. That is a small particle. But that particle isn't enough to carry virus that could do me in, right?
So it could be enough because the virus itself, so we don't have right now imaging and quantification of these particular SARS-CoV-2 virus, but for other families of coronaviruses, we know that the size is between basically the 60 to 150 or 200 nanometers.
So let me ask you specifically about the seal. the seal to your face? Because I think all the time about my shop dust mask, which seems like a good feature, is the little piece, a strip of metal, I guess it's aluminum, that allows me to smush it against the bridge of my nose.
Exactly.
Right?
And the N95s have that too. And this is really important because, as you mentioned, given the size of this mesh and the difficulty, the resistance of the air to go through, if it's not well sealed, the flow, as you know, follows the path of least resistance. And so we would have basically air coming through the sides rather than going through a mesh.
Well, some disclosure, everybody. Wearing my dust mask, which I've worn to the grocery store and like that, if I start breathing hard, lifting bags of groceries, what have you, air will come up the top and steam up the bottom edge of my reading glasses, my walk-around glasses. And that's a leak, right? And that's bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But still, that leak is going up, not toward somebody. So that's got to be better, just intuitively.
Exactly. And that's part of, so if we now go back to, you know, the cowboy's bandana, so now, of course, the filtration of that material is not as high, and it's not sealed. But one possible advantage when we are thinking about this emission, the exhalations, coughs or sneezes as this cloud, is that the cloud is still going to basically interface with an obstacle and be diverted to the sides or up. And that means that the direction changes, but because of that impact with the obstacle, you also have some energy dissipation, so energy that is taken away from this exhalation. And that means that whatever is coming out is also coming out at lower speed, and therefore it stays more confined around the person exhaling in general rather than moving through the potential distances that it could reach.
So this leads to the question, Dr. Lydia Bariba, is 6 feet enough? Is 2 meters enough?
So it depends really on the setting. When we're talking about the healthcare setting, then definitely in that setting full of symptomatic subjects that are shedding, that can be coughing and sneezing, it's not enough. And the direct implication of that is that the healthcare worker should be wearing the high-grade respirators, the N95s, at all time, because we know from the experiments, the measurements that we have done, that these exhalations are going way beyond the 6 feet. And the sneezes can reach up to 26 wow. feet. The coughs can...
How many feet? 20, How many
26.
Feet?
26.
What's that in meters?
That's about 7 to 8 meters.
Five. 7 to 8 meters. Right. 8 meters. Wow.
Yeah. And this is, of course, for an uncovered sneeze, but
right.
this was something that we have seen. You know, you have some variability between individuals depending on the lung capacity, but on average, this was quite a normal kind of distance given the speeds that we have when we are exhaling violently through sneezes or coughs.
Violent exhalation.
Violent exhalations, yeah. That's right.
You know, they say everything happens for a reason, Lydia, and that reason is usually physics. Oh,
absolutely,
I
agree.
We'll be back right after this.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Something else that really caught my eye is learning about you and your really just fantastic fluid mechanical work. Is what was this? Who is this guy, William Wells, in the 1930s? What was that all about?
Yeah, so at the time, William Wells was working mostly on the transmission of tuberculosis. Wells, surprisingly, had a very hard time convincing the medical community. We really pushed back on that on the concept that you could also have invisible particulates, basically those that you wouldn't see with the naked eye. And he arrived at a classification that that basically stated that when we exhale isolated droplets.
Isolated droplets.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that you had a given size of these drops, and some of them, by simple calculation, you could estimate, well, would fall faster than they would evaporate. And then the other ones that would evaporate faster than they fall would be called the small drop route, or the later on called aerosols. The problem, eventually he won really in establishing this view, and it was very seminal work that he did in establishing that and introducing the concept of the aerosols.
So as they travel, they change size, they change shape, they evaporate.
Exactly.
They might hook up together. Who knows?
Exactly. And the problem is that if you don't have that dynamics and the physics that goes during that basically describing these exhalations to account for all that, plus this exhalation in terms of gas, warm and high momentum cloud that we found out, then the predictions that you arrive at with just a droplet size distribution is very different than what you would predict in terms of distances that can be reached if you just focused on this isolated droplet emission.
So what does this mean for people in healthcare? The other problem to me in a hospital or healthcare setting is the ventilation, the air ducts, where this stuff can float up into toward the ceiling and make its way to to another room in the facility, right?
Absolutely. So because of that residual, so as the cloud goes out with that high momentum and it moves through the room, but eventually, as we said, it slows down and the buoyancy then takes over, and you can have then whatever residual is there that is concentrated in the droplets that have been trapped and carried, that can then move upward and then enter be moved around by the background airflow that is always there in ventilated spaces, and eventually then reaching the ventilation area.
So I walk in a room and I smell the cookies. I smell the bread. They're molecules of cookie somehow getting up my nose, right?
Exactly. Cookie emissions.
A cookie-cule, yes. Now, those are much smaller. Those are just molecules. They're not as big as a virus. Is that right?
That's right.
But either way, whether you're smelling, working as a healthcare professional, or walking around right now outside in an environment where you're going to meet somebody else, any mask is better than no mask, right?
So as long as, and this is an important point, as long as people realize that it's not a high-grade mask, that it's not fully protective, so that we don't have more risky behavior because now we have some mask that might not be.
Oh, I've got a bandana on. I'm gonna go. Yeah, run around. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the concern. I think in also the issuing these guidelines that people now get closer to others because they're wearing a bandana, and that's mm-hmm. that's really important to understand. That it gives some protection, of course, better than nothing, but that protection as you mentioned, these the air is carrying molecules and these small residual particulates, and can still come in also what we talked about earlier through the sides, the path of least resistance. So it's better than nothing, but it's not necessarily protective if we're entering into a zone of very high load or concentration in the air of these viruses.
This is another thing. And through this pandemic, this is one more example, Doctor, where when it comes to masks, where it comes to the fluid mechanics of airborne transmission, when it comes to how big a dose you might receive from droplets, this is another thing where this pandemic, where it absolutely, without question, every single time, for sure, it depends.
That's right.
It's in the details.
It's in the details, exactly.
Thank you so much, Professor. Our guest today has been Professor Lydia Breba, who is an associate professor at MIT studying disease transmission by fluid mechanics. Thanks again. Before we go, we have today's story, and today it comes from a listener named Ken. Let's roll that digital recording.
Hey there, Bill. I'm Ken, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm currently sitting at my sewing machine, putting together pattern pieces for face masks. I cosplay and make costumes as a hobby, so I have a lot of extra fabric and supplies at home. Even if just a few layers of cotton don't do much, I know I can help my older neighbors and community by making something even a little bit safer than just like a scarf or a bandana. Hopefully by the end of tomorrow, I can finish up enough to leave at their doorsteps. Thank you again so much, Bill, and to the professionals and editors and everyone else who works on this podcast. Stay safe, wash your hands, and of course, science
rules. Wow. Ken, nicely said. Join the conversation. Leave a voicemail about your experience with this pandemic. Call 201-472-0785. That's 201-472-0785. My friends, this is a pandemic. And so everyone in the world, we are all in this together. And more than ever, science rules. Now, if you like Science Rules, and I hope you do, please take a moment to rate and review it in Apple Podcasts and on Stitcher. It helps us out and helps other people learn about the show. So thank you. And Science Rules Coronavirus Edition is a production of Witness Docs from Stitcher. The show is produced by Stephanie Kariuki, Claire Rawlinson, and Corey S. Powell. Our editor is Tracy Samuelson. Our engineer today is Luce Fleming, who also mixed this episode. Peter Clowney is our executive producer. Special thanks again to Casey Halford. Chris Bannon is the chief content officer here at Stitcher. And at Stitcher, science rules. So wear your mask and wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.